B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
All right, it's time for What's Brewing with Jen. It's brought to us by Duncan. It's always game on with Duncan. Rewards members, pick your day to score free medium hot coffee one time per week. Valid at participating locations for a limited time. Exclusions do apply. Jen Scordo with three stories that will wildly entertain us and will cause all kinds of conversation. Jen, are you ready?
I'm ready.
What do you got today?
All right, we're starting off with sneakers today. Reebok has unveiled its Flintstones and Jetsons-inspired shoes and apparel. So evidently, Adidas released their South Park collection, which I somehow missed. I didn't see any of that. Yeah. So now Reebok is getting in with the nostalgic take on two of Hanna-Barbera's classic series, the Flintstones and the Jetsons. I can say I've seen every single Jetsons episode ever.
Huh. Yeah. You were more of a Jetsons than a Flintstones?
I was more of a Jetsons than a Flintstones.
Yeah, two types of people.
Yeah?
Yeah, Flintstone or a Jetson or both. But yeah, I was a Flintstone.
All right, well, maybe you'll like the prehistoric shoes then. So you can either go prehistoric, obviously, or futuristic. Take your pick. The shoes do range anywhere from $100 to $200. They are available exclusively for Reebok Unlocked members beginning April 5th and then globally available on April 8th. I did see some pictures of them. I have to say, Mike, not because I like the Jetsons more than the Flintstones. The Jetsons shoes look better than the Flintstones.
Oh, really?
In my opinion, in this collection. Uh-huh. Some of the Flintstones look pretty good, but some of them are a little too cartoonish and hokey for me.
Really?
But maybe good for a child. But I kind of do actually really like the Jetsons.
And these are adult sneakers.
These are adult sneakers.
I like it. I like it too.
I like Flintstones better.
Do you do?
Looking at them, yeah.
Yeah. Some of them got a little too cartoonish for me, but obviously they would be great for a kid. But I thought they were kind of neat. Now I need to go take a look at the Adidas ones with the South Park collection.
Well, I think Reebok needs something to, Reebok had kind of like drifted off.
They need like a little jump start.
Yeah, I think.
Maybe this is
it. Think?
I'm okay with Reebok.
Yeah, Reebok in the heyday was the pump sneaker.
I mean, yeah. Growing up, that was for me.
I had a pair of pumps.
You also had the Reebok Classics.
The Classics are classic.
Did you have the pump?
No. As a kid.
I was able to buy it when I was an adult making a salary, I think.
Yeah, no, I was a kid when those came out. No. I've never owned a pair.
All right, so who was the guy that pumped the sneakers up?
That was D. Brown.
Yeah.
That was D. Brown.
D. Brown.
Oh, I remember. Oh, I wanted them. But the answer was
no.
You go grow out of
them. They were the coolest too, man. I swear, they tighten your ankle, you pump that thing. It felt really cool.
Yeah. By the way, my dad was correct.
What's that?
Man, I never wore, like, even going into high school, I never wore a size 11. I never wore size 9. I went from 8 to 10 and 10 to 12.
Oh, there you go.
The way I was growing. Like, it would have been foolish to spend a lot of money on sneakers.
Yeah, it's
the
way I was growing.
Oh, see, that was the parents' lament.
Oh, yeah, always.
You can't buy a pair of good sneakers because you're going to outgrow them.
Yep.
Right.
That was the old school parent line.
He would spend on football cleats.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right.
Because he's a football coach, right?
It's funny, yeah. Out to the point my brother and I are scared. Like, yeah, the team's all, we want to all get the same shoe. They cost this much. I'm scared to death. Oh, no problem. Like, what? You say don't have anything. Yeah, those were just a yes with no problem.
That's okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, good for Reebok.
There you go. All right. So this happened in Wisconsin. Kind of odd. Police recently arrested a woman for disorderly conduct. Her neighbors called 911 on her because she was banging on windows and doors. When the officer arrived, the woman told them that she was possessed. She was banging on the doors and the windows because she had seen a leprechaun. Officers had to use a stun gun on her, but because she was resisted arrest, she was taken to the police station. She was charged with 5 crimes, including the disorderly conduct, and the cops do not believe she was under the influence of any drugs or alcohol.
Well, this is for y'all. You two are the supernatural.
No.
I believe in ghosts, not leprechauns.
Ghosts, not leprechauns.
She saw a leprechaun running around.
You believe in a supernatural force. Maybe she did see leprechauns.
It's a fact that people are born and then they die. And it's a fact that we don't 100% know what happens afterwards.
Exactly.
If you're a religious person, you believe in heaven, hell, etc. But we don't know for a fact because when you're dead, you can't tell.
Do you know for a fact there's no leprechauns?
Yes.
We know for a fact there's no mermaids? Jen thinks there's mermaids.
I do think there are mermaids.
There could be mermaids. Yeah. We haven't explored all of the ocean. I've been under a rainbow. There was no pot of gold.
Right.
And there was no leprechaun.
That's right.
Well, so that was the only rainbow on Earth?
I've been under a lot of rainbows in my day, buddy. International rainbows.
In Ireland, on the beach? In Ireland with a rainbow?
No.
Wait,
no.
You don't know?
Maybe that's where all the leprechauns are. But this was in Wisconsin.
Yeah, Wisconsin, no. That woman.
There are no leprechauns in Wisconsin.
Got some real problems.
For sure.
Tighten it up, lady.
Right, but no alcohol, no drugs, no nothing.
Like you,
well, I think
right.
Maybe listen to her. You're denying that she saw a leprechaun when you believe in this kind of stuff.
I don't believe in leprechauns.
Why? You believe in leprechauns? Like, it's a supernatural form. It was a leprechaun. It was a supernatural form. Can take any form.
No. See, you want us to just believe in anything? That's just right. We have rules over here. Don't believe in anything.
Rules. All right, what's the next
There are
one?
Rules. All right, this was kind of neat. This happened a little while ago at Johnny's Bar in Kansas. Recently,
wait a minute, that's where Dalt worked, wasn't it?
Johnny's Bar.
That's Roadhouse.
Lawrence, Kansas?
Oh, yeah.
So evidently, there's a TikToker known as the Serial Tipper. Oh, she asked for followers to donate money to her Venmo account. She raised hundreds of thousands of dollars over the year, evidently, and she goes to random places and she gives really big tips to restaurant employees, which I think is really neat. So in Kansas, when Kansas was playing in the tournament, she went to this Johnny's Bar and she gave 40 staffers a $50,000 tip.
Whoa!
Isn't that neat? So she does her TikTok videos. She asks people, hey, you like me? You follow me? You want to throw some money in my Venmo? Here it is. But she's not keeping it for herself. She's going out and giving it to the people in the community. I thought that was really neat. Sorry, Kansas is going to lose.
So did she make that clear when she asked for the money?
I believe so, yeah. Yeah, she's considered the serial tipper on TikTok, yeah.
Oh, that's a pretty cool thing to do, yeah.
$50,000 to 40 staffers at this little bar.
Wow.
That was cool. Sorry, Kansas is going to lose this weekend. But.
Yeah, they're going to take that L.
That's right. Big L coming.
Kansas?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep.
I don't think so.
It's happening, Mike.
Make a mistake. I'm betting on Bill Self.
Listen, I'm sorry. I have great admiration for Villanova. I'll fight people on Twitter on my vacation about not accepting Villanova, but with a starter out and how thin they are, they don't beat Kansas.
Don't worry about it. Jay Wright's got it.
Jay Wright versus Bill Self.
He's got it.
I got Jay Wright 100 times out of 100. Self stinks.
Say something, man.
And I win that James Harden jersey over there if Villanova wins.
That's right. I actually think the money line is a shoebox bet. But,
shush your mouth.
Anyway, that's what's brewing with Jen for today. And that is brought to you by Dunkin'. Always game on with Dunkin' Rewards members. Pick your day. Score free medium hot coffee one time per week. Valid participating locations for a limited time. Exclusions do apply.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.